The Gemara says in Hurrius that Shimon Milsehi, the person does an action which represents something, it has significance, and therefore, at the beginning of the year, we want to have a good year, we should eat certain foods which represent Shimonim. So that minute which we have on the night of Rosh Hashanah to eat various foods, it's actually a minute which is based on the Gemara. The Gemara mentions a few of them, and people have expanded to any other things also. Just a few pointers on those halachas. Most common thing is dipped apple in the honey, right? That was, you know, from your childhood, dipped apple in the honey. So you make it right for eights. Well, if you're going to eat tamarim, which are dates are one of the shivas aminim, so you should make it right for your eights on the dates, not on the apple. So you should make it right for eights on the dates. Eat it. Then you say the hirotzen for a date, eat some more, and then you can take your apple and make the cinnamon with the apple. Regards to something which is a vegetable, there's a shalat halacha. If a person eats a vegetable which is cooked during the meal, but not for the purpose of being part of the meal, so do you make a bracha mishan on that or not? The Shabur Paskins, yes. Kevin Chaim says no. So I think I got that backwards. The Shabur Paskins, no, and the Kevin Chaim Paskins, yes. So it's a sofik, and therefore some people are annoying, but not to eat it as part of the meal. So if you take the carrot from the fish, so you take the carrots from them, you made a tzimis, so that's part of the meal. Then you're making a cinnamon on that as part of the meal. You make a leek salad, a leek and squash salad. So then you have no shiloh, you're eating as part of the meal, you would not make a broth on it. And the second night, there's also an issue of a shechayano. Because then you can make a shechayano the second night also. But because of the question, we have a minute to have a new fruit. The new fruit should be on the table. Because then only the Mekadosh has to eat the Shechayonu. Nobody else. Because he's the one making the Shechayonu, he has to eat the Shechayonu. So the Mekadosh eats the Shechayonu. The best time to eat it really is right after Kiddush. He said the Shechayonu right away before he should not be mafsik. He should drink. He should say, break your eights and eat the Shechayonu. If it's an eight. He should not have the dates on the table at that point in time. And this way he won't get involved in the shalom of making the eights and something else. He should make the eights on the Shechayonu fruit and right away he eats the Shechayonu. So that way, in order to the second night to make a shechayonu, would do better. First, bring a new bag in, so then you have a simple solution of bringing a new bag in. Okay, Shir is at 9:20. Have a good day.